sinners.
And now the one in the Bible that they always say that he's trying to make us sin.
Satan.
Now sometimes people to little children you say now you're not good.
Mm-hmm. Boogeyman will get you.
I know another one now. Around a cemetery at night, a lot of times people think they see a
ghost.
And if there's a house or something that's all on a dark road,
yeah.
They'll say, now that house
is haunted.
Yeah. if somebody said to you, if they want you to go someplace with them and you didn't particularly want to, you'd say, now I'll go if you insist, but I
just don't feel like I wanted to go or
rather
not go or something like that.
And now, if a person owned like 500 acres of land or something, you'd say that person owned a
plantation
or something like that. Would you ever say that was like it was the right smart land?
Oh yes.
Would that you consider it to be? Would you?
Yes, and that sounds about what I'd say.
Yeah,
too. That smart.
Yeah, that's what I would always heard. That's what I'd probably say.
Yeah.
I'd say that's right smart land. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, if somebody came to see you and you had enjoyed the visit and they got ready to leave, you might say, "Now come
back."
And on Christmas Day, when you meet somebody, you say
Christmas Eve.
And
Christmas or Christmas Eve, whichever day it was.
And on Christmas Day, you'd say when you see somebody on Christmas morning, you might say
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And on New Year's Day, you'd say
Happy New Year.
Have you ever heard anybody say Christmas gift?
Oh yes. Now when I was a girl and youngster, that was.
Well, that would be
and we meant for them to pay off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we'd come to town and that was quite long, yes. Maybe they'd take you over and get some, maybe apple or orange or just something or other to humor the joke. Yeah, but now, which one got to say it first? Well, here's
that's
the winner.
The way
that's what that was, yeah.
Now, if you appreciated something and you wanted to show somebody, and instead of saying thank you, you might say, well, I'm much
obliged.
Something like that, yeah. And, if you bought something in a store, like in the old days, and they didn't put it in a bag, they might just take some paper and they
wrap it up.
Mm-hmm, do something like that. They used to do that more, I think.
Oh, yes, because we didn't have bags.
Than they do now. And if there was something, if you got something and it was wrapped up, when you got it home, you'd have to
untie it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Something that you didn't untie or unwrap
it.
And if there was something that you saw in a store and you liked it a whole lot, but you didn't have money to buy it, you'd say, well, I like that, but that thing just...
Too costly. Too costly.
When it's time to pay a bill, you say the bill is...
Due?
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to...
Borrow.
Now, if there was something in your house, like mice or something that you didn't want anymore, you'd say, now, I just got to... talking about those mice, I just going
to... What all I could do.
Well, did you ever say you're going to get shut up?
Oh, yes, shut them. I was trying to think of what I'd do to get
to
them.
To get
but I couldn't think.
Yeah. And,
yes, goodness, I'd get shut up.
Yeah, you'd want to do that. Yeah, that's what I meant. Now, and this is talking about things that children do for fun. Now, like a little boy puts his head down on the floor and kicks his legs over.
Oh, yeah.